For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, our guest on the Century of Lies program was Roman Catholic priest, Father Joseph Gansel.
Which is more moral? I want to kind of pose a question to you,
yeah.
Sir. We're not the ones, the drug users are not the ones kicking in the doors. We're not the ones that put 1.6 million nonviolent drug users behind prison bars. We're not the ones who, in essence, support Osama, his opium's worth, who support the cartels and the gangs. We're not the ones that ensure that ODs will not be reported, and we're not the ones that make it possible, easier, for our children to have access to drugs. I think the flip side of that is moot, is pointless. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, well, of course, most of the things the government does in this regard are immoral, of course, because they go against the basic rights of human beings. One right being the right to ingest what the government considers harmful substances, which a lot of times are, you know, pretty harmless. And they're just recreational, like alcohol. Though alcohol in great quantities, of course, will hurt you. But things like marijuana are much, much milder and don't hurt the person taking it or the general public. So to treat it like a crime, of course, is immoral in itself.
The people of California had their Prop 215, which,
yes,
in essence, made it legal under state law to get a doctor's recommendation and to use marijuana.
Yes.
But 2 weeks ago, they busted 13 medical marijuana clubs, and just this week, they busted one in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, sir? I mean, no one's died from this product yet. How do you feel about that subject?
Well, there's several bad situations there. Number one is for the federal government to be involved in local affairs, which is against our Constitution. But they've been doing it so much and so long, people don't even know that anymore. But the federal government was set up, actually, to deal with foreigners, both diplomatically with nations that are not America, and with war. And the federal government was not supposed to say anything about the crimes of people in the states. Well, they've long since abandoned that and got into all kinds of programs that are strictly unconstitutional, though people, like I say, for the most part, don't know it. Now, in this case, of course, when the states allow medical marijuana, the feds should have recognized their right to do that and leave them alone. But the federal government, of course, intrudes upon citizens everywhere, and this is just one example, a bad example of it, because those operations, medical marijuana operations, were very, very helpful to a lot of sick people, and the government's destroying that help.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News. Happy New Year.